Greetings in Jesus' name, and welcome to the Daily Inspiration from Fountain of Life. My name is Jody, and once again, I want to welcome you here to go through and examine God's Word. As we look at the Scriptures together, I know that God will do the work and bring the increase in our lives as we're obedient to Him, as we look to Him for direction and guidance from His Word. And we've been taking a look at what I would call a relational relationship with our Heavenly Father, instead of just going through motions or living out a meaningless set of rules. It comes down to a deeper level of relationship, which in turn causes us to be obedient to God, even as Christ was. So I want to be careful to explain here and to ensure that you're hearing right what I'm saying. I'm not saying that we don't need to obey. We do need to obey. Jesus Christ, he was obedient to his Father, the example for us to follow. But it wasn't just an outward obedience. It was from the inside. It was a great desire to do only that which he saw the Father doing, and he got a direction from God the Father. And so with that, we look to the relational things with God that will cause us to have a changed life in obedience to our Father through our Savior Jesus Christ. And so we've been in Luke looking at some scriptures there, and I want to continue here and just keep looking for and examining relational type things that happen in here. And let's just see if we can go through Luke chapter 13, where we've been. And I'd like to begin reading where I left off. It'd be verse 10. And Jesus, it says, and he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity, 18 years, and was bowed together, and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him, and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight, and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and said unto the people, There are 6 days in which men ought to work. In them therefore come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. The Lord then answered him and said, Thou hypocrite, doth not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his ass from the stall, and lead him away to watering? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? And when he had said these things, all his adversaries were ashamed, and all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. Now, again, I want to just continue here in this reading, because I see something that has taken place here that kind of threw off the religious people of the day. Here is Jesus, who has made himself one with God, and his testimony is that, and he is. He said, the Father and I are one. And the people were very hard to receive that. And now, Jesus has done this healing on the Sabbath day, which just is over the top for the religious leaders. Just could not handle that, because they knew in their hearts this is wrong. This was a rule that God had established, and now here comes this Jesus, and he's breaking the rules, and they were just very, very frustrated, and they wanted to do away with him completely. And this story we read about the woman that was bent over, Jesus heals her. It was on the Sabbath day. The religious leader, he was very indignant, the Bible says here, and he spoke out in the midst of the people against what Jesus was doing. And it says here that he answered with indignation. It was the ruler of the synagogue. And he said, there are 6 days which men ought to work. In them, therefore, come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. Now, I know that Jesus, his fame was spreading across the land, and people were bringing sick people, demon-possessed people. They were bringing them to Jesus, and he was healing them. He was casting out demons. He was doing miracles that nobody could deny, not even the ones that hated him could not deny. He's doing a work here. And so I don't know if this woman was brought to the synagogue for the purpose to be healed or if she was just there because she wanted to hear Jesus. I'm not sure. We're not really told. But the ruler of the synagogue, it seems that he is speaking to the woman here, and he's speaking to Jesus at the same time. But he's saying there's 6 days in which men ought to work, in them therefore come and be healed. He's given instruction to these people, don't come here to be healed on the Sabbath day. And now, like I say, I don't know that the woman was coming to the meeting to be healed. I am not sure, but I do see here that in verse 12 it says, when Jesus saw her, he called her to him. And he said unto her, woman, thou art loosed from thy infirmity. So she at least was not coming and asking, as some did. And it's okay to do that. But this woman apparently was not just begging Jesus and calling out on him. He looked at her first, according to this scripture. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to himself. And he said unto her, woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. Now, the issue about Sabbath is very delicate, and it's a touchy one. But I believe the scriptures do give us some insight here. God has made things for us to be able to enjoy and to use for benefit in our lives. And we need to talk about that just a little bit. Because God established the rule for Sabbath. And people were to obey him, and he wanted them to obey. They were set aside, set apart people. They were holy people set apart by God himself. And he gave them some rules to abide by, and the Sabbath keeping was one of them. I'd like to turn to Mark now, and we're going to look at the second chapter of Mark. And I'd just like to read a passage to you along these same lines. Mark chapter 2, verse 23, and it came to pass that he went through the cornfields on the Sabbath day, and his disciples began as they went to pluck the ears of corn. And the Pharisees said unto him, behold, why do they on the Sabbath day that which is not lawful? And he said unto them, have ye never read what David did when he had need and was an hungered? He and they that were with him, how he went into the house of God in the days of Abiathar, the high priest, and did eat the showbread, which is not lawful to eat, but for the priests, and gave also unto them which were with him. And he said unto them, the Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath. Therefore the Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath. Now, again, I don't have all the answers for the Sabbath. I do believe, though, that it's something that God instituted for our benefit and for us to be able to rest our bodies. He gave it to us, and there were some strict laws about that. But Jesus came, and he's talking a little deeper. He's going a little further. He's getting into, again, relationship. Relationship here is more critical because if we have a relationship with our Father, we have a freedom here to obey him in ways that we don't see if it's all external. And here Jesus was taking some freedoms that he had from the Father, and he healed on the Sabbath day. And when they were rebuking him, when the leader was rebuking him for that, he said, now you're a hypocrite, because you're saying that nobody can work on the Sabbath day, and yet you take your animals out to water, you do things, you profane the Sabbath day, while you forbid others to do anything. And he's saying it doesn't make any sense. Now, does that mean that God is saying anything goes? No, absolutely not. But with a relationship with our Heavenly Father, we can see some freedom that we might not be able to see if we're just going through the motions. Jesus said that the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. Man twisted it up and got it backwards and mixed it all up. Again, I want to say I don't understand all the things about Sabbath. I think it's good for a man to rest and to get himself conditioned for another week. I think God has given us that and blessed us with that opportunity, and he wants us to take full advantage of it. I think of also the story Jesus gave about the talents and how a nobleman left the country, but before he left, he gave some money to some people, and with the full expectation that they were to be good stewards of that money. And you know the story, when the nobleman returns, two of the people that were entrusted with the money had gone out and they had taken what they were given, and they actually increased because they were diligent with it. And one, we hear in the story, one was he was afraid, and he took the money and he hid it, and he when the nobleman came back, he gave him what he had. And he said, I knew what kind of man you were, and so I just hid it, and here it is. This is yours. And now that man was rebuked and called a wicked man because he didn't do anything with what God gave him. God has given to us. I don't know if that's a very good parallel to give to you, but I see some similarities here, that God has given to us a day of rest. He's let us have that, and if we don't use it properly, it's to our detriment. God gave it to us for us to be able to be strengthened in him on a rest day. And we're not to take that and to twist it up and go and bury it and hide it. God wants us to be able to be free to rest in him and to be able to see his work, his hand in our lives. And what you do on your decisions about Sabbath, that's between you and God, but I would just suggest that if you have a relationship with the Father and you're able to hear him and you pour out your heart to him, I believe he'll show you what you need to do. I believe he'll give you plenty of instruction and direction here. I would encourage you, however, to go to Scripture, look up every Scripture you can find about the Sabbath and how Jesus, what he did on the Sabbath, what was acceptable to God through Jesus. We know that Jesus never sinned. He never committed any sin whatsoever. He was a spotless, pure Lamb of God. And so you see that he caused a little bit of stumbling for those that were just only could see the black and white forms. Jesus had a freedom that they did not know about. And all I'm saying is that if we have that relationship like we're supposed to with our Heavenly Father, he's going to lead and direct us exactly as he did Jesus Christ, his Son. And so God will give to us direction, instruction concerning these things. I want to emphasize, look at what Jesus did. He was not out there doing things for his own pleasure. He was not out there trying to make a living and to gain money on the Sabbath day. He was out to set people free from bondage. Here's a lady, 18 years of bondage, and he sets her free on the Sabbath day. Caused a big, big deal, but he did it. And we know that he didn't commit any sin. So we need to meditate on that and think about it. Let's have a relationship with our Father that we can, if we do something outside of his will, immediately we can know it because we have this fellowship with him and he will communicate with us. This is not what I want you to be doing. That's relationship. That is Christianity, I believe, in essence. That's a life of Christ. May God bless you as you meditate on these things. And once again, please go to the Scriptures and see for yourself. See what Jesus did and how he acted while he was here on this earth. You'll be blessed. And he is our example. Let's follow Jesus Christ, our Lord. May God bless you today.